joining us on this week's Press Box podcast on MissouriNet.com is Missouri softball coach Aaron Earlywine. Aaron, nice to talk with you again. You come into play this weekend against Texas, a game behind the Longhorns in the standings, and just a handful of games left. I mean, this is pretty much for the Big 12 title, isn't it?
Yeah, this one's for all the marbles. You know, and we've been in this situation before. A couple of years ago, we had Oklahoma coming to town, and the conference championship was on the line, and we failed to deliver that particular weekend. So we feel that not only is this weekend important, but it will also give us a chance for redemption over, you know, the loss of that championship a couple of years back. So we're really looking forward to it. We have a good team. Texas has a good team, so it should be a lot of fun.
You're expecting record crowds for this weekend. I mean, what does that say about your program and how you've built it?
Well, my philosophy from day one, you know, in the midst of a lot of other coaches and people across the country pushing marketing and advertising and going out in your community and trying to raise interest and so forth, and I think all those things are important, but to be quite frank, we don't do any of that. My philosophy has always been, if you win, people will come to the game. And every single year, the attendance has grown incrementally with our success. And so that's really just been the philosophy. And now it's really funny. Sometimes whenever we have a big lead and we're at home, I'll just kind of take a deep breath and look up in the stands and around the field in amazement of how many people are there as compared to 4 or 5 years ago when I first got here.
We're talking with Aaron Earlywine, the head coach for the Mizzou softball program, 42-6 this season. You guys, is the black sheep of college softball, I don't know if that's the right term to use, but you guys are kind of renegades. You kind of do things a little different than most softball programs.
Yeah, I think we're viewed that way, and maybe rightfully so. You know, I have a lot of baseball background in my life and in my coaching style, and I think that baseball, that grinded out type of mentality and just a lot of the way we play mechanically and technique-wise is directly correlated to my time in baseball. So I think in that way we are kind of isolated, and as a result the softball world doesn't always like us for that. You know, they want us to be just like them because they want softball to be unique from baseball, and I think that there's a lot of carryover. And it's important to teach that carryover because baseball has been around for a lot longer than softball, and there's a lot of credibility that goes along with their teachings.
Well, I remember, in fact, it was funny because we'd taken our family to the game last year, and I remember asking you because my family noticed that. They said, hey, the girls from Missouri, they don't stand up and chant, and they don't have those cheers going on. And my daughter noticed that too, and I remember asking you about that, and you brought up an interesting comment about how you want your girls to listen and pay attention and not be singing songs, and I mean, it makes sense. I mean, it really does. It sounds simple, but I mean, it's annoying when you watch softball on TV and that's all you hear is that chanting and that shaking the fence and.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said for enthusiasm, and certainly female athletes thrive a lot off of emotion, and I understand those components, and I don't want to minimize those things because that's part of who they are, and that's part of how they do well. But I think sometimes that is just carried too far. It's taken too far, and it begins at some point for a lot of programs to where that's what they hang their hat on for winning. You know, we got to cheer more, and we have to have more pregame gimmicks, and we got to wear our bows the same way. And when you start to get into that kind of thinking, you take away from what's really important, you know, which is your technique and your mechanics and your attitude and your effort and those types of things. So I think a little of it's good because you got to be excited about being there, but not when it conflicts with taking care of business.
We're talking with Aaron Earlywine, the head coach for the Mizzou softball program. You know, you really need to turn everybody on their side, and your girls need to start wearing baseball hats. That would.
Oh, man, they'd definitely kick me out of softball.
Hey, I want to talk about your top pitcher, Chelsea Thomas. But last year, your team made it to the College World Series, and you got there without the services of Thomas, who was hurt. And it's hard to find a silver lining in that last year, but as I look at your season now, I think the benefits have paid off when you look at your other pitcher, Kristen Nadelman, who's 14-1 now, who carried the team last year.
Yeah, you know, and that's the hard part for me, Bill, right now, is that Chelsea is just so much of a shutdown type of kid. I mean, literally, when we run her out there, you're thinking the other team has very little chance. I mean, that's just the way we feel. And the reason that that's frustrating for me or hurtful for me is because I look at the job that Kristen Nodelman did for us last year, took us all the way to the College World Series, did so against everybody's common opinion of our team, including myself. I didn't think we'd be able to do it with her as our number one. And so she did that. Kristen Nodelman did that. And you know, from a coach's perspective, where my income depends on wins and losses, and where my wins and losses determine whether or not I get to stay in the state of Missouri near my family, and then you have a person like Kristen Nodelman who does what she does and helps you to keep your job, basically, I have a lot of loyalty and a lot of love for her for what she did. But there comes a point this year where I'm going, there's no way we can throw anybody but Chelsea. She's just that good. So on one hand, you know, it's hurtful that I can't throw Kristen more for all she's done for us. But on the other hand, Chelsea Thomas is the real deal. I mean, this kid is the number one kid in the nation in the lowest ERA. And, you know, she has so many strikeouts per inning and all of these great stats. But the bottom line is when she goes out there, she's the great equalizer.
She just on, I think it was Wednesday against Western Illinois, set the single season record for strikeouts. Her ERA, I think, is below 0.8 now. Might even be close to 0.7. She obviously came back healthy. What did she do to prepare for this season?
Well, most of it was getting her body in shape. You know, I think when we looked at the big picture, we just thought a healthier Chelsea Thomas meant an overall from head to toe, just a better physical condition. And so she worked extremely hard at getting her body fat count down and her muscle mass up. And right now, you know, she's just a great-looking specimen and in the best shape of her life. And so that was step number one. And then step number two was we needed to identify what it was that caused the injury. And through a lot of trial and error, we finally came to the conclusion that it was repetitive rise balls. When we threw rise ball after rise ball after rise ball, she became symptomatic of those things that caused the stress fracture last year. So we incrementally and very slowly eased her up the ladder in terms of her rise ball pitch count to the point to where she is now, which is she really has no limitations. But we wanted to make sure we did that very slowly and incrementally throughout the course of the season to ensure that she was healthy, and if we did butt up against any pain, then we'd know what that number of rise balls was and we'd stay away from it.
Are you looking ahead as the coach to the World Series? I mean, after two straight trips, that obviously has to be the goal this year, but you certainly want to keep your kids focused on the day-to-day things. How do you balance that?
Well, relative to the team and my discussions with them about the World Series, we don't have any. You know, it's always trying to keep them in the here and now. But for me as a coach, I have to look past that because we have to make travel arrangements and we have to get video footage of the teams that we think are realistic possibilities of making the World Series so that we can try to scout them ahead of time. So there's a little work on our end, and my mind sometimes wanders to that. But I never relay that to my team. I just want to keep them focused on today. And, you know, sometimes I have to snap myself back into place and remind myself, hey, we got to practice today, and we're getting ready for Texas this weekend. So, you know, let's do a good job of preparing our team today.
Aaron Earlywine, the coach for the Missouri Tiger softball team, is with us. And, you know, obviously everything is so centered around pitching in softball. But while I have you here, I want you to talk about your hitters as well and get some of those girls some publicity because they've been doing a great job, too. You've been putting some big runs up.
Yeah, you know, as a team right now, we're hitting over 300, and we have over 50 home runs. We've stole over 70 bases as a team. So we've got a real good offensive power punch, you know, and a good balance between speed and power. There are, quite frankly, a couple of kids who haven't achieved or reached the level of success offensively that we thought they would. But then there have been a couple who have exceeded our expectations, and so it's kind of leveled itself out. The goal, really, for our offense is to score four or more runs, and that's been the challenge to them for the last couple of weeks because all of our losses have been 3-2. And so if we score four runs, statistically, we have a 100% chance of winning the game. So that's been our challenge. You get Chelsea four-plus runs, and she'll win the game for you. And really, to me, the thing that is so overlooked is that, are you peaking at the right time offensively? You know, you can hit 350 as a team, but if and when you get into that College World Series and you got a couple of your big hitters who have gone south, you're in trouble. And so really, each game and each week is kind of like its own unique thing. Are you swinging the bats well at that particular time or not? And so I just hope we get hot at the right time.
How frustrating was it with the last two World Series appearances to get there and not get as far as you would have liked? I know you're a very competitive person.
Yes.
So how frustrating was it? And then what have you been able to take away from those last two appearances?
Well, first of all, it's extremely frustrating. I mean, there's not a day that goes by that I don't think at least for a moment about both of those tournaments and how we had opportunities to do better and just didn't. And, you know, I'll be laying on my deathbed and I'll remember those tournaments. No, that's just the way I'm wired. But what have we learned? What have I learned from it? I think first and foremost is that we have to stop getting caught up in the pageantry of the College World Series, because for the normal person out there, they just see the game on TV, but they don't see the 3 days of hoopla before that, with interviews and parties and banquets and all of this pageantry that kind of gets you sidetracked and you lose focus of the fact that, hey, in 2 or 3 days or hey, tomorrow, we got a softball game against one of the best 8 teams in the country. And so making sure that we have that conversation as a team, if and when we're able to get back there, I think will be important for us. And then secondly, I think we just have to relax and play loose. I think my general nature as a person and as a coach, more so as a coach because it only happens in competitive environments for me, but my nature is to be intense and to be focused and totally locked in. And when we get to the World Series with all of the people that are watching and all of the pressure, and now you add my pressure, my intensity, and I think sometimes it just makes our team a little bit too tight. So I'm going to try to find some ways to try to be more relaxed and maybe smile a little bit more and try to put the girls at ease so that they can play at a better level.
That's interesting. Really interesting insight. Aaron Earlywine, the head coach for the Missouri softball team, there taking on Texas this weekend in Columbia. What are the game times?
We play at 2 o'clock on both days, and we're just hoping that it doesn't rain. I think there's a 40 or 50% chance of rain tomorrow and a 30% chance on Sunday. However, they're calling for the rain early on Saturday morning and then maybe a really nice day after that. And I can tell anybody that's listening, first of all, we're trying to wear black. We're calling it a blackout game. Secondly, our goal is to be over 2,000 people in attendance, which would far exceed the record, which is at about 1,800. And then thirdly, if you do want to come to the game, you know, I'd strongly recommend getting there pretty early so that you can get a seat, because there's an extreme amount of interest revolving around this game, and I think it's going to be a full house.
Absolutely. And for people that have never gone to a college softball game, you're right on top of the players. You're right on top of the field. The game is quick-moving, fast-paced. If you can handle the Texas girls cheering and chanting and banging the fence, if you can get past that, I mean, it's really a great experience, and it's a fun game to watch in person. So this would be a great weekend to go check it out. So, Coach, I appreciate your time. I kept you much longer than I wanted to, and I know it's busy getting ready for this weekend, but we'll certainly talk with you down the road and follow you through the rest of the season, as we always have.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bill.